Hello Leo, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, July the 15th and the whole week ahead. The moon is in Aries, that's nice for you as a Leo, as is the connection to Venus. We're talking about fun and frolics here. So this is particularly good if you're going away, if you're already away, and especially if it's a holiday or a vacation. The moon and Venus are all about luxury and just hanging out and chilling out. And here's your Sunday stars. Well, with the moon in Aries, it's as I said yesterday, I love this if you're thinking of traveling, arranging a journey or anything to do with that kind of thing, because anything international with these stars are good. It's possibly also what you need if your health has been failing you or causing you concern, whether it's mental or physical or psychological. Everybody needs a break. Give yourself one. Here's your Monday stars. With the moon in Aries, you've got this lovely energy at the very top of your chart. However, the square to Mars says don't follow a situation which really has no hope of working. What you need to do is check out someone's principles, scruples. Are they genuine? Are they fake? Because the problem with this aspect is there's a lot of hypocrites around, and you don't want to be accused of being one or hanging out with one. Here's your Tuesday stars. Well, the loveliness of Venus and Jupiter is kind of negated by Mars squaring Uranus. So it's one of those giving with one hand and taking with the other days. I don't think it'll be a particularly dramatic day unless you let things get out of hand. Where in particular? With your thoughts and ideas, because a vision could come crashing to the ground in reality. But at the same time, there is happiness around if you spend it with people who are uplifting. Here's your Wednesday stars. I think possibly one of the best days of your week. Mercury in your sign, linked to Saturn, is so good mentally. Intellectually, it's sharp. It's strong and a great day for making choices and decisions or even gathering information. You see, Mercury and Saturn together is academic, intellectual, scientific. So if you've got to deal with anything like that, you're the one. Here's your Thursday stars. Big aspect now. Well, actually, it's a transit because Mars is going to enter your sign. Look this up in my book, You Can Change Your Life. Mars in the first, and we're talking about Mars energizing, being dynamic, and filling you with passion as he enters Leo. This is the beginning of a new 2-year period, which can be so good for you. The only way it won't be good is if you become too selfish or too self-absorbed. Watch your ego. Here's your Friday stars. A little bit of a problem that can manifest today is mainly through other people putting you in a position which you just don't want to be in and you will rail against it. Their ideas and their claims are okay, but they are only claims. Their principles are suspect. And also, if you're pursuing a belief or something religious that is a little bit on shaky ground, then be careful. All around, this is a day to live up to your morals, not to let yourself down. This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.